It is Friday, September 7th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Malco Theaters and their fan page on Facebook. Fans receive direct movie information through email. To join, facebook.com/Malco Theaters.
Support for KUAF also comes from the Community Clinic, helping people lead healthy lives by providing health care in Northwest Arkansas for over 12 years. Locations in Springdale, Rogers, Siloam Springs, and Fayetteville. Healthy people, healthy community. On the web at communityclinicnwa.org. Ahead on this Friday edition of Ozarks, we're about to embark on a busy weekend of riders, polo, comedy, and much more. We'll try to cover as much as we possibly can in the next hour.
But first, the now-shuttered Whirlpool refrigerator plant in Fort Smith may soon be one step closer to being sold. According to a statement released yesterday by Benton Harbor, Michigan-based Whirlpool, the company is working on selling the nearly 2.2 million square foot plant to Infinity Asset Solutions, a Concord, Ontario-based company that deals in the auction and liquidation of assets by private and public companies. According to a statement by Whirlpool, the company hopes to have a deal finalized by the year's end. But according to thecitywire.com, some Fort Smith officials say the deal is not final. We'll have more on that in a few minutes.
Yes, when I talk to Michael Tilley. Springdale schools have recently received some good news. Literacy scores on last year's benchmark exams increased across the board for grades 3 through 8. Marcia Jones, the district's director of curriculum, instruction, accountability, and education innovation, attributes the gains to a system of instruction that engages the students in academic language.
The method of teaching is known as the gradual release of responsibility, which simply says, as a teacher, I want you as the learner to be more and more engaged and knowledgeable about what you're doing. And with our second language learners, particularly, it's important that they get academic language in their heads and in their use, because that's how we can express our learning. So we've seen tremendous increase with all the students using this system, but now particularly with those second language learners.
While the literacy scores improved, Jones says that math literacy scores were not as high as scores from the year prior. However, she expects the district's implementation of Common Core standards will help raise scores on this year's benchmark exams.
That's going to place more rigor into the classrooms. So the level of mathematics is increased in every grade. The level of reading complexity, the level of the Lexile score is increasing, what's required to be on grade level. So there's quite a bit of increased rigor, which ought to positively impact as well.
Because of the federal No Child Left Behind Act, schools are required to meet rising standards of proficiency on the benchmarks each year. But the Arkansas Board of Education in July was granted a waiver by the U.S. Department of Education that will allow flexibility around mandated adequate yearly progress goals. The waiver was granted based on an action plan submitted by the state agency.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith has released enrollment totals for the 2012 fall semester. According to a news release issued yesterday, 7,336 students are enrolled at the college this semester, down 3% from this time last year. However, the figure represents the fourth year in a row that enrollment has totaled more than 7,300 students. In addition, 1,358 incoming freshmen are enrolled this year, the second highest total ever for the college.
The Fayetteville Farmers Market has something new to brag about. Yesterday, the American Farmland Trust announced that the market on Fayetteville's downtown square was ranked number one among large-size farmers markets across the country, beating out markets in St. Paul and Baltimore. In addition, the market at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks was ranked fourth among small markets, placing ahead of markets located in Washington, D.C., Hartford, Connecticut. According to the American Farmland Trust website, votes were submitted between June 22nd and September 3rd. The organization, which claims to be dedicated to saving America's farm and ranch land, founded the contest to raise national awareness about farmers' markets.
More classroom and laboratory space could be coming in the future to the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Yesterday, the Buildings and Grounds Committee for the UA System Board of Trustees recommended that the board approve construction plans for a new classroom and laboratory building to be built at the system's flagship campus. The full Board of Trustees will act on the recommendation today during its business meeting in Little Rock. According to a university press release, revenues generated by the university's membership in the Southeastern Conference will primarily fund the construction. Set to be occupied sometime in 2015, the building is estimated to cost between $18 and $25 million.
Overcast tonight, 60% chance of rain, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, clear, highs from the mid-70s to lower 80s. And for Saturday night, clear, lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s.